as much as we think we've seen it all, only one guy in football has really seen it all. It's Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson. Let's start in college. By most accounts, the greatest game ever played in college football was between the undefeated national champion USC Trojans and the undefeated Vince Young-led Texas Longhorns. Guess who was a member of the Texas Longhorns that day? Brian Robinson. Not only is he a member of the team, he was the one who made the crucial hit on Lendell White on 4th and 2, which gave Texas the victory. Brian Robinson. Okay, so he gets drafted by the Vikings. That's way back when. We fast forward. That was a good moment for Brian Robinson. Yeah. Let's go to the 2010 NFC Championship game. The great Paul Allen of KFAN Radio. Why don't you take it away for us?
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. Why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl. I don't know what else we can do to pave the way for the New Orleans Saints to go to the Super Bowl.
Brian Robinson was there that day. It's considered the worst loss in Vikings history. They were on the doorstep. A field goal would have won it. Favre throws that horrible pick. Brian Robinson was there. Let's fast forward 6 more years.
Okay.
All right, 2016 wild card round. They're up. They're down 10-9. They move all the way downfield. Brian Robinson had a great game. Chippy field goal. Blair Walsh at home. Everything. Paul Allen, please do us the honors.
Blair Walsh has 5 game-winning field goals to his credit from 27 yards left hash. Snap good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up, and it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that. Awful, awful way for the Vikings' 2015 season to come to a conclusion.
That was maybe the most confusing and heartbreaking loss of all. They had to watch it outdoors at home. Okay. So Brian Robinson has now seen the greatest college victory, 2 of the greatest professional losses, and then there was Sunday night. This is a guy, Brian Robinson, who has been with the Vikings for 11 years. Of all the players on the Vikings, he is the longest tenured player. On 3rd and 1 for the Saints, he's the one who tackled Alvin Kamara before that Will Lutz field goal. So there he was. He was active. He was dressed. He was leading the way on the sideline, praying for some sort of miracle because he has seen it all in his college and professional career. Certainly, there couldn't be something that he has never seen before, right? Paul Allen, take it away.
Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs.
Stay
back.
Oh, my God. Loose.
Oh, my God.
30.
No 10.
Way.
Touchdown.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
The finish.
It's a Minneapolis
miracle.
Step on Diggs. And the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
I don't know if you can see inside that pile. Brian Robinson's right in the middle of it. He's celebrating. There's so much that goes into all of this. But this is a guy, 11 years with the Minnesota Vikings. He's been through all those horrible losses. He's got no Super Bowl appearance. I'd like to say he's seen it all. He's got the college championship. He's had all this playoff experience. But there is one more thing on the list. That is the Super Bowl. So this weekend, when you're watching Eagles-Vikings, keep an eye on the veteran leader. 11 years as the Viking, the longest tenured Viking, and a hell of a guy, Brian Robinson. Here's to you, and here's to seeing one more thing that you haven't seen before.